Quiet Mind, Day 88, Awakened Doing. Real success isn't what you do, but the awareness you bring to it. From the moment a toddler proudly exclaims, "Look what I can do!" the ego is already at work, puffing itself up by comparison and competition. The outward movement of growth, learning, creating, building is a natural and beautiful part of life. But when hijacked by the ego, it becomes a battleground of me versus you, a game of more, better, best. Thankfully, there's another way. With the rise of new consciousness, more people are choosing to awaken before life forces their hand with illness, loss, or old age. They're choosing presence while still climbing the ladder, still building, still busy. And when the ego steps aside, the same outward momentum can become a conduit for spirit. Expansion no longer feeds separation, it serves connection. Intelligence, divorced from consciousness, is a double-edged sword. Splitting an atom is brilliant. Using that split to build bombs? Not so much. This is intelligent stupidity, rational genius driving irrational destruction. But when awareness leads intelligence, creation becomes aligned with wholeness. Action becomes purposeful, but peaceful, intense, but not stressful. There's no enemy to fight, no illusion to defend. True creation doesn't start with action, it starts with consciousness. You can hustle all you want, but if you haven't shifted inwardly, you're just rebuilding the same haunted house with fancier curtains. Lasting change, inspired innovation, these flow from presence, not panic. They flow from being. Consciousness doesn't evolve because it's already whole, but it appears to evolve when it takes on form like light refracting through a prism. The unmanifested becomes you and me and everything else. It enters form, dreams itself into forgetfulness, and begins the slow journey home. For most life forms, that glimpse of truth, our formless essence, only flashes at death, like a cosmic whisper saying, "Oh right, this is who I am," just before re-entering the dream. Humanity sits at the furthest edge of that sleep state. Our powerful minds, designed to channel consciousness, instead often amplify ego. But this was all part of the plan. Like a caterpillar disintegrating before becoming a butterfly, the ego must break down before a new form can emerge. And that's happening now, not on the evening news, but inside you. A silent revolution. Consciousness is waking up through you. It is learning to create without getting lost in what it creates. It is remembering itself while playing the game of form. That is awakened doing. Awakened doing is when what you do, your job, your art, your caregiving, your inventing, is powered by presence. It's no longer driven by need or fear or status. You're not doing it for some future reward. You're doing it because it is what's here now, and the doing itself becomes sacred. And here's the shift. Success is not some future trophy. Success is the quality of attention you bring to what you're doing right now. Not the outcome, not the applause, but the awareness and the action. That's where real transformation lives. Your state of consciousness is not just a side dish to your goals. It's the main course. Future success is shaped in the mold of your present presence. So be still, then move. And when you move, let consciousness do the moving.